Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Talking point, it does centre around referees. One, I suppose, positively for us, Everton will feel aggrieved in one hand as well. Ervil, I'll come to you first, mate. Ashley Young sent off. Both yellows, both nailed on, no complaints.
You can't complain both of them. The first one, he absolutely swipes Diaz. It was, I said in the watch along, it was very James Milner-esque. Just, you know, you've got no chance of obviously either keeping up with the man who's turned you. He's got pace to burn for days, so you just take him out and you take one for the team in that instance. And I think, yeah, in most circumstances, that's always going to be a yellow card. Mm-hmm. Don't think you'd have many complaints about that. I think there's another incident where, does the ref use a little bit of common sense? Does he give him the benefit of the doubt when he, gives away a throw-in, and then he just kicks the ball away when we're trying to take a quick throw-in? Bit frustrating from a Liverpool fan's perspective, and obviously the players would have been a bit frustrated at that, but he doesn't show him a second yellow in that moment, and it's just as we're getting close to the half-time whistle. Liverpool are huffing and puffing. When I don't really think we're testing Pickford or that back line too much, but as you mentioned just at the top of the show, Luis Diaz, again, the one thing that I was shocked that Everton didn't do, and I don't know whether it was they chose not to do it at all as part of their game plan, but we mentioned the fact that Harrison and was it McNeil, the other winger,
yeah,
they worked,
yeah,
defensively, that they'd be able to tuck in and help. Diaz had every single time was 1v1, so it was, mm-hmm, only a matter of time before he got a run at Ashley Young, and Ashley Young had to then commit himself again. He times it awful,
yeah,
as Diaz is trying to get towards the byline, and for me, he doesn't get the ball, so it is, especially in that area, you can't give away a free kick there knowing full well the man's about to go into the box. You're going to potentially prevent a goal scoring opportunity of some sort being created. You have to pick up a yellow card in that situation, and by right it's your second yellow, so yeah, good evening.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, mate, absolutely, yeah. And I do wonder, you mentioned the one for kicking the ball away there, which I've seen some of the fans and the bench got a little bit annoyed,
animated
with, of course, yeah. And I do wonder whether the ref or the fourth official or whoever, even on the line, has seen that and they just went, okay, I've got that in mind now, yeah, next time you do anything, mate, you're gone. And regardless,
he still
took
his time though, didn't he?
He did, yeah. And yeah, I wonder if he's sort of weighing up his options or what. I don't know. I don't mind him taking his time, to be
okay,
fair.
Okay.
If you are thinking it through and trying to work out whether you need to or whatever, I'm all right with that. But ultimately, Simes, I'll come to you on it, mate. He had no... There's no other way going about it for the referee, was it? Actually, Young's committed. Like I say, Diaz is about to get inside the box. It just has to be a second.
Yeah,
there can be no other decision.
There was... Some people, you know, might think it was a 50-50, but no, there was no other choice for the ref.
No.
You know, he was already on a yellow. It sort of let him off with the kicking the ball away.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't anything else he could do. It was a second yellow, clear cut.
You can't cry victim in that circumstance.
No,
you're
you just can't. No, I don't think so either, no. And like I say, it was frustrating because Liverpool were in the ascendancy anyway in the game, and it felt like we should have really kicked on before half time. We didn't quite manage to do it. But before we go into sort of the game, I want to touch on the Canati one.
Yeah, okay.
Because they'll feel aggrieved that he wasn't given a red, I think.
Fucked him.
I get that, and I've seen people saying already, like what's the difference? And for me, there is quite a bit of difference. I get they could both be yellow cards or Canati ones, but both of his fouls are committed in the Everton half.
Yeah.
So, and the second one for me, Errol, I'm not even sure Beto would ever get into that ball.
Well, I think that's what's probably, if anything, saves him. It's where the ball, he's kind of let the ball run along his body, but by the time obviously he ends up going down. You look where the ball's gone, it's got pace on it. It ends up at Van Dijk's feet.
Yeah.
And it's like he was never actually going to come out of that with the ball. So you go into a bit of a 50-50 with your defender. It's 6-1, half a dozen of the other at that point. I think anyway, don't get me wrong, it is stupid from Konate, and it's why Jurgen Klopp then decides to, you know, hook him.
To hook him, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think from my perspective, it's stupid from him, but I don't think... Don't get wrong, I wouldn't be kicking off, and I wouldn't be fuming, and I wouldn't be calling refs all sorts if the ref decided to just say, do you know what, I'm going to level it up here.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I did things. And don't get me wrong, Young's challenges were a lot more cynical,
yeah,
and there was a lot more intent to them. But I could understand the way that the game had been panning out if a ref decided, well, actually, no, I gave two offences for that earlier. I'm going to be consistent. That's two offences, two yellow cards. I don't think Konate put a foot wrong outside of those moments either, really, in terms of his tackles or his individual duels. So there's not much else to go off to say. He was walking on thin ice. No. It was just very clumsy and very bozo moments, really. Mm. But as you say, where it was on the pitch, we was never in any danger, whereas I think the second one for Luis Diaz, that was spelling danger, which is why he's went to ground, and that's the difference for
yeah
me.
We'll never know, obviously, but if Young commits his second nailed on foul on the halfway line, he might give him the benefit of the doubt, but because it's on the byline about to go into the penalty area, he's just got no choice. He's absolutely got no choice. On the game more generally, and we'll get into it a little bit, I agree with you on the Konate one, by the way. I think he's a bit daft for me, but he does just get that little bit of leeway.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.